Shalom Aleichem, everybody. There's a very interesting concept that's learned from a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. We know in the Torah the night comes before the day. For example, Shabbos starts on Friday night, not on Saturday morning. Rosh Chodesh starts at night. Yantif starts at night, etc., etc. And this is learned from the very beginning of the Torah. When the world was created at the end of each day, the Torah says, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, Yom Echad. First comes Erev, and then comes Boker. However, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes Ben Zoma, who says that that's true throughout the Torah, but Bakadshim Laila Holech Achar Hayom. When it comes to Kadshim, when it comes to Korbanos, when it comes to the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, the day comes first and the night follows. The first Avoda of the day takes place in the morning, not in the evening. The first Korban of the day, the Korban Tamid, comes in the morning first, not in the evening, etc., etc. And why is that so? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara, he explains and proves Ben Zoma's statement by quoting a pasuk in our Parsha, in Parshas Tzav. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, when a Korban Toda must be eaten, it must be eaten beyom Korbano. It must be eaten on the day. It must be eaten on the day that it's brought. And lo yaniach mimenu ad boker, you may not leave over any of the Korban when morning comes. In other words, you must eat the Korban during the day and during the night afterwards. And Rashi says, you see from here, that when it comes to the Korban Toda, the day comes first and the night follows. And it's not just about the Korban Toda. All Kadshim, and with everything in the Beis HaMikdash, the day comes first and then the night follows. And on this pasuk, the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who died in 1941, notes the following. It's not just Kadshim that breaks the rule, so to speak. It's not just Kadshim where the day comes before the nighttime. We find this with one other mitzvah, with Birkos HaTorah. That also applies to the day before the night. We say Birkos HaTorah in the morning, and the bracha lasts all day and all night, and we only make a new bracha on the Torah the next morning. The Torah says that it seems this comes from a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. One of the first things Hashem tells Yehoshua in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches of Sefer Yehoshua, is of the importance of Talmud Torah. V'yagisa bo yomam v'alayla. You must meditate on the Torah by day and night. Again, the Torah Tamima notes that this pasuk quotes day before night. So we have two things that break the rule, so to speak. That break the rule of Vayer Vayivoker, of night coming first, the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, and Birkos HaTorah. With the Avoda and with Birkos HaTorah, the day comes first. And the question is why? Why are these two exceptions? What's the message here? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. In the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik says the following, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvoda V'Al Gemilus Chasadim. The world rests, the world is supported by three things, by Torah, by Avoda, and by Gemilus Chasadim. The entire world, the 6 days of creation, the entire natural world is dependent on, it's contingent upon the Torah that we learn and we practice, by the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and by the loving kindness that we display to one another. Perhaps the Torah and the Mishnah are telling us that these things, these major pillars, support the world, they keep the world going. And if we perform them properly, we have the ability to override nature itself. The natural world has night and then day. But Torah and Avoda have day before night. They turn the world on its head, so to speak. By performing the Avoda properly and by learning and observing the Torah properly, we have the ability to witness miracles, to experience miracles that are not bound by the natural world. There are rules in the world that Hashem put in place, but Torah and Avoda enable us to witness miracles when needed, to experience miracles when needed. Night comes first all the time, but not with Torah and not with Avoda. But wait a second, we have to ask one final question. What about Gemilus Chasadim? If we perform selfless chesed to others, isn't that one of the pillars of the world as well? The answer is absolutely. What does David HaMelech say in Tehillim, in Mizmor Tzadi Beis Pasuk Gimel? Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha? Ve'emunascha ba'leilot. Ba'boker chasdecha. Chesed is connected with the morning, with seeing the world and each other clearly, not through the fog of night, but with the clarity of the morning. Chesed, too, is a mitzvah of the boker, of the day. Normally, we have vayere vayivoker yom echad, but not with Torah, with avodah, and not with gemilus chasadim either. Each of these enable us to override nature, so to speak. Of course, only Hashem can do that, not us. But by acting properly in these three critical areas, Hashem bends nature, He breaks nature to enable us to continue to serve Him and to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Have a wonderful day, everyone.